From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ana Perez. The Columbia City Council voted to eliminate one route for paratransit riders. The council also considered eliminating three more paratransit routes. Boone County Family Resources' Mark Satterwhite read a letter to the City Council on behalf of eight Columbia organizations about the importance of the routes.
While we understand ridership is comparatively low on the routes targeted for elimination, some riders we know depend on these routes for basic access to and participation in community life.
The council also voted no to increase fares to $3. City Manager Mike Mathis indicated that the proposal to increase paratransit fares may be brought up again next year. Missouri's K-12 schools might receive a $99 million boost next year. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education outlined this proposal yesterday before the State Board of Education. Chair of the House Budget Committee Scott Fitzpatrick says it's too soon to tell if the state can afford it due to the needs of other state agencies, like social services and mental health services. Half of the proposed spending hike would go towards early childhood education programs. Lawmakers will decide on the $99 million request during next year's legislative session. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson says her administration and the St. Louis Police are investigating officers who chanted, "Whose streets, our streets," after they made arrests on Sunday. Protesters have been out every day since Friday, when a white former police officer was accused of murder in the 2011 shooting death of 24-year-old Anthony Lamar Smith, a black man. Crewson says she will not tolerate officers using intimidation tactics. She says although long shifts are stressful for officers, that does not excuse their behavior. Crewson spoke Tuesday after announcing she had canceled upcoming town halls during the week. The Columbia City Council voted to change fare and routes for paratransit riders. Only one out of the three proposed routes will be eliminated. The City Council and City Manager Drew Brooks developed a flexible plan for two of the routes proposed to be eliminated. Brooks said the changes will save the city $500,000 from the 2018 budget and benefit the surrounding community.
We'll basically design a geographical area that is, usually it's around a 3/4 mile buffer around the current route as it exists today. And then anyone that lives within that buffer could then schedule a ride the day before, and we would pick them up and take them a fixed route where they could access the rest of the system.
The other two buses will come less frequently during non-peak hours. The council also rejected a proposal to increase paratransit fares from $2 to $3. I'm Ana Perez, KBIA News, Columbia.